Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by Anthony Jacola with Angel Ministries and Jeff Landry of Landry Vineyards. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you here. And Angel Ministries having the Fresh Air and Wine fundraiser be happening next Thursday, May the 13th. Anthony, tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on.
We're excited to be partnering up with Landry's Vineyard. They're allowing us to come out there to bring attention to our hyperbaric chamber program that we have going to try to help people in the area. We're focusing mainly on autistic people, people that have autism, but it also helps with many other ailments, stroke-related victims, injuries, you name it. It's pretty much beneficial in a lot of different areas. But
yeah. How does the chamber aid in therapy?
What the chamber is it's a tube that you get into, for lack of a better word, that you get into. Mm-hmm. Actually, up to two people can get into it. Sometimes we have physical therapists and speech therapists get in with different individuals. But it's puts pressure on your body. It's basically like being, the one we have is like being 9 feet at the bottom of a pool. So it puts pressure on your body, and we have 99% oxygen being pumped in. So toxins are not able to live in a oxygenated cell. So basically it forces the oxygen in under pressure and forces out the toxins and the bad things. And it also forces oxygen. It helps in the creation of white blood cells to force it to the injured or damaged area. So
if it's a smaller child, the parent would be able to perhaps join them in the chamber as well?
Oh, yeah. They, mm-hmm. As I said, we have multiple people get in a lot of times. You can bring in, sometimes they bring in DVD players. You can bring in your headphones. You can do different things. But like I said, a lot of times we have speech and physical therapists that can get in there and work because, again, when you have better blood flow, which that helps with being under pressure, they believe it helps with the learning. It can help increase your learning capability.
Currently, Angel Ministries has one of these chambers, correct?
No, actually we have three.
Three?
Yes.
Okay.
We're looking to get a few more, and we're also raising money to help with the program, the operation of it as well.
With those three chambers, though, there still is a number of people that are on a waiting list.
Yes, yeah, so I looked at it this morning. I believe we have 67 people still on a waiting list, and right now I believe there's about 20-plus people actually taking advantage of it. We have them scheduled start at 8 and go till about 6:30 every day.
So the opportunities and the benefit of using a hyperbaric chamber and folks in need of that and stepping Jeff Landry with Landry Vineyards to host this event. Jeff, tell us a little bit about what caused you to host an event like this.
Well, Landry Vineyards is really interested in partnering up with nonprofit groups and profit groups, but nonprofit groups that are good for our community. So we're really excited to be a part of this. We want to be a benefit and a blessing to this community. This community seems to pour itself out in assisting other people. And so we're real pleased to be a part of this. We were approached by one of the coordinators for Angel Ministries, mm-hmm. and just saw that this looks like a really good group trying to help other people. So we want to partner up with people like Angel Ministries.
Exciting events, in fact, coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, Jazz and the Vines, 5 to 8 p.m. We're really looking forward to having that for the community. We've done one already. Went out to a concert, and community really enjoyed it.
And leading into next Thursday's event, which I believe Jeff Elliott will be there, and tell us a little bit about what you have in store for the folks to come by for Fresh Air and Wine.
Well, a joyful event, first of all, and of course with wine, it's going to be a joyful event. We're going to have tastings there. All of our wines will be sampled to all that pay for a ticket, and the ticket will include food, as I understand. We'll also be giving tours of the facilities. We'll be giving the people some special attention in terms of tours of the winery and then also tours of the vineyard. So we're looking forward to really showcasing Landry Vineyards to the people that come to this event.
Anthony, what are some of the results that people have experienced with the hyperbaric chamber?
As we were talking before, there was a gentleman who had two twin little boys that around the age of 3 or 4, and after about their 10th or 11th session in the chambers, one of his sons came out and called him daddy and gave him a hug, the first time he had ever said the word to him. We've had people saying, you know, teachers are telling their parents that their children are a lot more focused, a lot more eager to learn, a lot less disruptive in class, able to maintain their focus and do multiple things. I mean, it's been, you know, everything we've gotten back has been wonderful. Now, obviously, nothing's 100%, but we've had no one have any negatives from it. Everything has been a positive. And I would like to mention that we will have a chamber out at the wine tasting for people to see, and you know, we'll have some pamphlets and brochures to explain it more in depth, get into the more scientific part of it as well. It'd be a good time to come out, have a good time, taste some good wine, and learn something about something that can help the community.
Jeff, if someone would like to find out more information about attending the event, how can they reach you at the Vineyard?
Well, they can go to our website, obviously, and they can find out information there. They can also call us at 557-9050.
Anthony, if someone would like to find out more information about Angel Ministries, and particularly with the Hyperbaric Chamber, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, sharingthecaringnetwork.com, or they can call our office anytime at 362-0036. We'll have tickets there, and I would like to mention that we just had a woman's quartet named Sweet Harmony that will also be performing along with Mr. Jeff Elliott. So should be a great night.
Anthony, Jeff, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Fresh Air and Wine Fundraiser, Thursday, May 13th. You can hear this and other Lania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.